This is Deacon Steve Greco, and I'm radio host of the show Empowered by the Spirit. I've recently written a book, Expect and Experience Miracles, that is available on Amazon. And the reason we did that is because the Lord Jesus Christ wants to shower us with His love and shower us with His grace, which is unmerited favor. The definition of miracle is God's supernatural intervention in our lives. And Jesus does that all the time. Let's be open to it. Expect miracles, and you will see the grace that God has in store for you. God bless you all.
This is John Romero, music director at Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, California. We are 1 year away from the dedication of our beautiful cathedral, and we have some spectacular concerts available to you. Check them all out at ChristCathedralMusic.org or on our Facebook page, Christ Cathedral Music. We'd love to see you here.
Christ Cathedral Concerts. Great music in a sacred place. For tickets, visit ChristCathedralMusic.org.
Welcome to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here is Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we are on Empowered by the Spirit, high atop the Tower of Hope here in beautiful Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, California. And what a thrill it is today to have two very, very special guests, Father Marty Gleason, who is spiritual advisor to a program we're talking about today, Lord Teach Me to Pray, a three-part Ignatian prayer service for women and men, and Carol Weiler, who is director of the program, Lord Teach Me to Pray. Welcome, Father, and welcome, Carol.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
Well, we're so thrilled again to have this awareness for people on our radio network to understand the power of prayer and the power of this program and important training opportunity retreat coming up in August that we'll talk about. But first, tell us something about your background. Father, let's start with you. Tell us about your being called to be priest and as a Dominican friar, correct?
That is correct. Well, I guess if I have to look back, my vocation came very, very early as just a little kid. I eventually made my way to this Dominican life. I always had the interest more in religious life than the diocesan life. It was just what the Lord has called me to. I was baptized with the name of Martin, and at the age of 9, asked my mother if, in fact, my patron could be Blessed Martin de Porres, who shortly thereafter became a saint. And I ended up entering the Dominican order into the province of St. Martin de Porres. So it sounds like God had that all planned. And then, of course, along the way, in 2002, He moved me in this direction of Lord Teach Me to Pray when the Weilers asked me if I would be a spiritual advisor. And, of course, Lord Teach Me to Pray is what? It's Ignatian prayer. So I'm kind of a hybrid here between a Dominican and a Jesuit.
You get the best of both worlds, right?
The best of both worlds is right. And this life in religious life and priesthood in particular is just a great blessing. And I'm extremely grateful to God for calling me to this life, to this vocation.
Well, thank you, Father, for your yes. Yes to Jesus. The unconditional love of Jesus flowing through you and all of your ministry. Just for our audience to better understand, tell us about the focus of the Dominicans and also what it means to be a friar.
Well, you know, the Dominicans are called the Order of Preachers. Technically, that's what we're called. And that, in fact, in a nutshell, says what our charism is. Many different ways to preach, of course, but we are known for our preaching. And from the very beginning in our constitutions, in fact, the second paragraph of the Fundamental Constitution tells us that we were founded, and this came out of the words of the Holy Father at the time when Dominic founded the order, that he was saying it is known that you all were founded for preaching and the salvation of souls. So that is really what our charism is. And I have to say I've been really blessed to be given the opportunity in this life to reach and touch many, many souls, particularly in this ministry with Lord Teach Me to Pray. So priesthood is, like most of us in Dominican life, are priests, but some aren't. Some are what we would call cooperator brothers. But the majority of us are priests, and so we serve out our charism of preaching and the salvation of souls in that very way, you know, preaching. And, of course, salvation of souls even broadens this. You know, the preaching is one element of this. You can set people's hearts on fire, et cetera, through the Spirit preaching through us. But the sacramental life of the church really is where everything's supposed to be ordered in that direction. How does salvation come about? Well, it comes about through our church and through the sacramental life of the church, particularly through given baptism, of course, but reconciliation in the Eucharist are really ways to eternal life. One of the things we do as Dominicans also, we refer to ourselves often as itinerant. We're mendicant, meaning we beg for a living. We rely on divine providence and then generosity of people. And then we're also itinerant. You know, in other words, we move. We're not locked in. And, of course, with Lord Teach Me to Pray, I've, in a surprising way, found myself very itinerant as we, for about half of the year, almost every weekend, the Weilers and myself, we're out in an itinerant manner. We're going out to all these different cities around the country and offering these training retreats, which, in fact, give people the, well, it really gives people the opportunity to come to really know and love the Lord. I mean, this is what this is all about. So I'm very grateful to be part of this. Very grateful.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. I'm so excited. Praise the Lord. You know, to be on fire for Jesus Christ. That's the reason why we have this radio show called Empowered by the Spirit, because that's exactly what Jesus called us to do, to live out our baptism, to be priest, prophet, and king, to be on fire for Jesus, to spread the word of God. And this program, Lord, Teach Me to Pray, is an important part of learning how to do that. This you are on Empowered by the Spirit with Father Marty Gleason, who is spiritual advisor to the program, Lord, Teach Me to Pray, along with Carol Weiler, who is one of the co-founders, along with her husband, John, for this program. Carol, tell us about your faith journey.
Oh, Deacon Steve, well, of course, I grew up Catholic in the church, and I grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, actually, and I married a man who was a German, born and raised in Germany, raised in the church, in the Catholic church, met on a blind date. So we were married in the church young, and always, you know, practice our faith. But, of course, circumstances, situations really pushed us deeper into our need for Jesus. You know, I say that Jesus is the answer to every question. The whole world today is searching, who will help me? Who will fix this? Where should we go? What direction? And, of course, it's Jesus. He is the answer.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
So I would say, you know, the church has always been very, very important in my life. And actually, God probably more involved in my life, even from young years, than I actually realized. I'm sure you could say the same yourself.
Tell us how the Lord, the Holy Spirit, led you to this program, Lord, Teach Me to Pray, with your husband, in terms of the founding of it, the initiation of it, and so forth.
Well, they'll hear, it's kind of a long story. They'll hear that if they come to the training retreat in Antioch on August 18th. But I married a very brilliant lawyer. He was called to Washington, worked for the chief counsel's office, and he was brought to all places here, both of us, one from Nebraska, one from Germany. A large law firm brought him to New Orleans, here where we live. They had a real need for a tax lawyer. And he was, his funny story, because he was the first lawyer hired by this law firm that was not a graduate of Tulane Law School. He was soaring, became a partner in a year. And, of course, I was soaring, spending, living for myself, living my selfish, self-centered life. Yet 6 months later, he was struck with cancer. He was diagnosed fourth-stage non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And that time we had two little babies. You know, we had been going to church on Sundays, and this just, our whole life imploded, really. It was very transformative for me. I'm very grateful for this, because God allowed me to see that I was living just for myself. And that's a very empty place to live out of, actually. So this was my opportunity to look outside of myself towards God. And I'm so grateful for that, very, very grateful. And actually, I kind of fell into this Ignatian prayer shortly after John was diagnosed. You know, he wasn't to live. He's alive and strong. And not only that, but, you know, this guy's been through some 20 recurrences of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So God kept me right in his heart. And as I said, I fell into this experience of Ignatian prayer, never realizing actually it was Ignatian, through a friend who offered me, who invited me to a retreat. And it was given by a nun, a cynical sister, and a lay woman. So I went to the first meeting. And, you know, I was so excited because, you know, I was desperate for God. I knew I needed Jesus. I knew there was nowhere else to go. I didn't have living parents. There was no one to help me. I had a dying husband and two babies. And you know what happened at that meeting? They turned to me and they said, well, we're very sorry to tell you this, Carol, but you know what? You're not a candidate for this. I was shocked. And they said, you know, you're pregnant and you are going to deliver your child and have to miss a meeting. Wow. I was devastated. No one I thought could ever have such a desperate need for God like I had. And I think of all those people out there today who are listening, who are in that same place, who feel desperate, that there's no one there for them. But I'll tell you, God is there for you. Jesus is there.
Amen.
So I
Amen.
Went home and I'd asked them, well, would you reconsider, maybe pray about it and let me know. But you know, I went into those darkened churches every day and poured out my heart. You know, that was the time when the churches were all locked and our pastor would leave the side door open for me. But one day I was surprised with a phone call. And this sister said, you know what? We have prayed and we made a decision. We're going to take a chance on you. Oh, was I excited and grateful, grateful. So I went to the first meeting and I had no idea that it was Ignatian prayer. I just knew it was prayer. I wanted to pray. I wanted to know God. Well, I went home and started praying, and you know what? I met Jesus. He's really alive.
Amen. We're going to take a break right now and continue on with the story. We are on Empowered by the Spirit, and we're talking about this very exciting program, Lord, Teach Me to Pray. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We'll be right back.
Prayer is powerful. Hi, this is Bishop Tan Nguyen of the Diocese of Orange, and prayer to God through the Blessed Mother is even more powerful. Let's pray right now for an end to abortion in our country. Let's pray 100 million memorare this year for an end to abortion and the protection of human life, from the moment of conception to natural death. If we pray one memorare an hour, we will reach our goal by the end of the year, so let us pray. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession, was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin, O Virgin, our Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of thy Word incarnate, despise not my petition, but in thy clemency hear and answer me. Amen.
Hello, everyone. We're back on Empowered by the Spirit. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we have an interview with two wonderful people, Father Marty Gleason, who is spiritual advisor, a Dominican priest for Lord Teach Me to Pray, and one of the founders of this very important Ignatian prayer series for women and men, Carol Weiler. And Carol, you were continuing on with your story of what God has done in your life and really what led you to really start this very important mission and ministry.
Oh, Deacon Steve, well, as I said, I was so excited to really have this experience, this opportunity to dive into Ignatian prayer. And, of course, to dive into the scriptures, to meet Jesus alive. It just was transformative. And the strength and the grace that I needed was there. He's really alive. He's really with us. And it's just unbelievable. And it became part of my life, actually, all these years. This has been my experience. And, you know, I said it was a cynical sister who, made this opportunity available for this retreat in a home in the neighborhood. And actually not realizing even that the Cenacle Sisters, their foundress, is considered the female Jesuit. Her name is St. Thérèse Coudert. Now, she was actually, it's a beautiful story, but I'm sure there's not time to tell that. But she was actually formed by the Jesuits, and they wrote the Constitution. She was young, like 23 years old. It's a beautiful story. She's a little French girl. So she carries this same charism that St. Ignatius of Loyola was given. You know, I call him the how-to-pray saint. He didn't write about his experiences in prayer. What he did write, he wrote down what God was doing in his soul as he was on this journey, coming to know and love God. He was a very young man, very successful, powerful, vain. He loved excitement, and he had an injury in a battle, and God had him captive right there. And he was a cultural Catholic. I kind of would call myself that I was that before this experience happened for me. And as he was going through this experience of conversion after his injury, he had a little book with him, and he would write down what God was doing in his soul. And that's what we call the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius of Loyola. And he had no idea what God was doing in and for him. But he was granted this grace to write it down. So he has written the journey for all of us. And we're promised by this great saint. I call him great St. Ignatius. He was great in love for Jesus. If we go on this journey, if we enter into it, God will treat us just like he treated St. Ignatius of Loyola.
Let me ask the question, if I could interject here. I'm actually on the board of Loyola Institute of Spirituality in terms of in the Diocese of Orange here. They're Ignatian Jesuits. We do teachings and obviously the spiritual exercises throughout Southern California. What's the difference between the spiritual exercises and Lord Teach Me to Pray?
There's no difference, actually. But you know what the big difference, Deacon Steve, is that it's very accessible. Lord Teach Me to Pray is three parts. Now, St. Ignatius, when he would have a friend, he'd start telling them about what God had done in his soul, and he was graced to really light the fire in the souls of those he shared with. And then he would start preparing them to go into his exercises. And that's part one of Lord Teach Me to Pray. You know, he worked with St. Francis Xavier for 4 years before he was ready and open to go on this great journey. So that's what part one is. You learn, you experience the different methods of Ignatian prayer, start praying with scripture, and just start getting yourself quiet, because we need to be able to listen in order to hear God. That's part of it. Silence is very much a part of this. So that's part one. And we look at the methods. We look at dryness in prayer. We look at obstacles in prayer. We meet some wonderful saints like Catherine of Siena, St. John Newman. All five of our children are named after him. I'll tell you that story one day.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's really cute. But it's a 12-week experience. Now, part two is the entire spiritual exercises in two semesters. And it's the whole thing. But, you know, and then part three, of course, is discernment and gifts of the Holy Spirit. It's all on the Holy Spirit. And these great, wonderful rules that God gave St. Ignatius of Loyola. How do I know who and what is the source of all these different thoughts I get all day long? Are they coming from myself, you know, my selfish self? Are they coming from the good angel or from the Holy Spirit? Are they coming from the enemy of human nature? And we write our own rules. So you know what's unique about Lord Teach Me to Pray is that it's the work of the new evangelization. It's for the laity. And how is that possible? It's possible because the laity, we just facilitate, we make the opportunity available for God to encounter every soul, to go through this experience. And at times if they need a priest, we send them to a priest, they need a priest. And certainly does not dilute the need for an annual Ignatian retreat at a retreat house. But what this does is the experience for the laity is far different than for the religious, because what I find is that I need this daily encounter and this how-to directions for the journey. In my life as a wife and mother and grandmother, you know, I don't have that freedom that religious life gives if I were a Jesuit or a Dominican or Franciscan. Yet, if I have this little tool, this simple tool, these three little manuals, I can do this as a facilitator and grow in my love of Jesus and experience of knowledge of Jesus and being transformed into the image of Jesus, even in my secular life, and answer this call to holiness. So it's never been so accessible, Deacon Steve,
yeah,
as Lord Teach Me to Pray is making it.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this gift of Lord Teach Me to Pray. And for our listening audience, take a listen and take a look at John 15:16. It is not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. You have been chosen. You have been chosen to bear fruit. You've been chosen to live out your baptism. You've been chosen to be on fire. And as we take a look at Romans 8, we see that nothing will separate you from the love of God. This program, Lord Teach Me to Pray, and the Ignatian spirituality and the spiritual exercises really do teach you how much God loves you. That's the foundation of Ignatian spirituality. Would you agree with that, Father Marty?
Well, yes. I would say this. The whole purpose, ultimately, of the Ignatian way of prayer is to help us to come to know, really know, and love the Lord.
Amen.
And, of course, to serve him as well. And the interesting thing, though, is as Ignatius starts us on this journey, what he tells us is that the immediate purpose of this is to help the prayer, the one who's praying, to conquer the self. Isn't that something? To conquer the selfish self, and then to enter into a freedom that allows us to order our lives, make decisions day in and day out, a freedom from anything that's going to keep us from the very end for which we have been created. And so he starts us off, and this is why we really say this is not just a prayer technique, it truly is a prayer journey. He starts us off by having us focus on the end. In other words, where are we going? Ultimately, heaven, we hope, right?
Amen.
But also the end. What is the purpose of this prayer journey each and every day? And anything that's not conducive to that is really the what God wants to help us rid us of, you know, whether through reconciliation, forgiveness, healing, liberation, whatever it might be. But that purpose, no matter what God calls us to in terms of a vocation, what gifts or talents he gives us, that can vary from person to person. But every single human being, our basic ultimate purpose is to come to know and love the Lord. Isn't that something? And so here we have a God who is all in all, who wants to be known. And although we can never, you might say, plumb the depths of the essence of God, he wants to be known. And what he's made it possible, how? Through the incarnation, through the coming in the flesh, Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. So So this whole journey of prayer, as people are listening here, we're not talking about a Bible study. We're not talking about a technique of prayer. We're not talking about getting together and doing intercessory prayer or prayers of petition. All these things are wonderful, but this is different. This is a way of prayer. It's a contemplative way of prayer. And through the power of that Holy Spirit who dwells within us. Remember, the Holy Spirit is you might say the Holy Spirit's job is to sanctify, but through that Holy Spirit within us is to move us through the living Word of God and the living exercises, we could call them, into these encounters with the Lord, these real encounters that are going to enable us and allow us and gift us with coming to really know Him. This is what transformed St. Ignatius from Inigo de Lopez de Loyola to St. Ignatius of Loyola. This way of prayer, this journey, not a technique, a journey, has been the maker of great saints.
One of the things we talk about in our ministry, Spirit-Filled Hearts, is the most important journey from head to heart, 18 inches. To go from just a kind of a head knowledge of who God is, who Jesus is, to having that transformation, that metanoia in which Jesus is real. You have that personal encounter. You have that relationship with Him. And this program, Lord Teach Me the Prayer, leads you on how to do that, correct?
Absolutely. And without getting into all the details, because you know, Ignatian prayer really has to be experienced and not taught. But what Ignatius does, he pulls us right in this way of contemplative prayer to enter into the Scriptures with using the faculty of our mind or the power of our soul called the memory imagination to allow the Lord to actually come in and not be stopped, not be prevented by the, as wonderful of a gift as our intellect is, but to be stopped by the parameters of the intellect, logic, and that kind of thing. So that when we enter into Ignatian prayer, into the living Word, into the living exercises, and we open ourselves up into this memory, with this memory imagination, we can have exactly what you're talking about. As you know, you're speaking from experience, these real encounters with the Lord. It is fascinating. So when you hear Carol so excited when she went to that first prayer group that she went to some years ago, that home retreat, and she said, I met Jesus, and with such enthusiasm, that's because she met Jesus. She didn't have someone tell her about Jesus. She met Him. And this is what, and you know this too, this is what happens. We really meet Him. And to know Him is what? To love Him, you know.
Amen. And we're so excited again to be on the air here with Father Marty Gleason and Carol Weiler to talk about Lord Teach Me to Pray. We're going to talk more about the power of prayer and the power of this program when we come right back. It's Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit.
This is John Romero, the music director of Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove. And this August 7th, we have a spectacular repeat performance of the Libra Boy Choir from London. And this boy choir, ages 7 through 16, is like no other you've ever heard. Last year's performance was completely sold out. Get your tickets early.
Christ Cathedral Concerts. Great music in a sacred place. For tickets, visit ChristCathedralMusic.org.
Would you like an opportunity to read and discuss inspiring books by bright Catholic authors? The OC Catholic Book Club offers quarterly book titles reviewed and chosen by Bishop Kevin Vann. Every 3 months, members gather to meet the author and hear informed commentary about the book by local church scholars. Membership in the OC Catholic Book Club includes 4 books and tickets to the author forums. For more information, visit occatholic.com/oc-catholic-book-club or call 714-282-3045.
Hello, everyone. We're back on Empowered by the Spirit, high atop the Tower of Hope here in beautiful Christ Cathedral. But we're on the air and on the phone with two wonderful people, Father Marty Gleason, who is a Dominican friar, and is the spiritual advisor to Lord's Teach Me to Pray and one of the founders of the program, Carol Weiler. We've been talking about Ignatian prayer, and one of the things I want to add to what's been said is psychologists tell us that every day we make approximately 2,000 choices. And in these choices, we can, as Ignatian prayer teaches us, move closer to God, which is consolation, or we can move away from God, which is desolation. And as part of that, one of the important things to remember is the fact that we can make those choices. And prayer is this constant communication with Christ in which we are really understanding that we are in the presence of God. And this program, Lord, Teach Me to Pray, helps us to be in the presence of God. So tell us more about that, Father.
Well, it does help us. It does teach us. And you notice it says, Lord, teach me to pray, because this really is all grace and all the initiative of the Lord. But I think it's safe to say many people I know, they have this longing to have this relationship with God. In fact, it really ultimately is everyone, because this is how God created us. We have this longing within us. So oftentimes it gets directed in the wrong, we get directed in the wrong way to try to satisfy this longing. But when we're exposed to prayer, we get drawn to it, but then what happens, we do have a hard time actually praying. And why is that? Well, remember I said a few minutes ago that Ignatius from the beginning says the purpose of this journey, this initial purpose, this immediate purpose, is to conquer the self. We are selfish. You know, the selfish self is something every human being struggles with. It's all about us often. We were just talking a while ago how easy it is to be going through a day and realize, who am I thinking about? Me. And we say, well, that's not really what God is calling me to. So what this prayer does is to help us actually build into our life a way of prayer, a daily way of prayer, where we, in fact, come to know and love God. Remember, Carol said a few minutes ago that she calls St. Ignatius the how-to-pray saint. And it is so true. He, of course, has this military background before his conversion. This was his life. And so he brings a sort of a structure, a how-to. And so what Lord Teach Me to Pray does in a very simple way, we use these scripted manuals, very easy to follow, but it allows us, okay, you might say, to discipline ourselves, starting with maybe 15 minutes a day, to sit down with a scripture, with a sort of a protocol of what to do, how to do it, and we enter into it, okay? And once we do that, this is sort of like grace building on nature, as my Dominican brother, St. Thomas Aquinas, would say, grace building on nature, that as we are graced to sit down and pray, and then we take that step and do it, then we're graced, and it goes grace and nature, and we develop this discipline of sitting down and being available to God, who's sitting there waiting for us. He wants to be with us. And so in the battle there, of course, we have the battle. We always have the enemy trying to trip us up, but we have this enemy, I guess you would call it, that we would say is the selfish self.
And this is, it's critical for today's society to be aware of this. I mean, this is what destroys marriages. You know, it's become, life is all about me. And is it possible that once we open to God, that he could really transform me so that my life is no longer about myself, loving myself, but about loving God and loving my husband and loving my children? This is miraculous, and this is exactly where this journey takes us, Deacon Steve.
We are called to be transformed, my brothers and sisters, called to be transformed into the image of Christ, called to live out our baptism, to love with all of our heart, soul, might, and strength, but then to love each other. And as Carol had mentioned, you know, we look at marriages and the high divorce rate, even among Catholics. You look at what's going on in our society, and it is all about me, with them. You know, what's in it for me? But to learn how to pray means that we are really submitting our own will to the will of the Father. And again, Ignatian spirituality in this program, Lord, Teach Me to Pray, allows you to encounter Christ, the living Christ. Jesus said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus said, you will not be left orphans. I give you my Holy Spirit. And that is so critical. But Father, for example, it's so difficult for people to pray. You talk about praying 15 minutes a day. And I talk to so many people and they say, boy, if I can do 2 minutes a day, if I can do 1 minute a day, I get distracted. I just can't concentrate. How would you answer that?
Well, that is obviously a challenge. This is the human challenge. But the interesting thing about it is, what are so many things we do every day, right? We brush our teeth, we take a shower, we shave, we do, you know, there's certain things that we, whether we like it or not, whether we prefer to be doing it or not, we know we have to do it, you know. And so part of this is part of the spiritual battle is this battle for the mind, you know, this, is this or is this not important? God is waiting there for us. He's waiting there for us to spend time with us. And you know, when people say we don't have time, okay, you look through your day. Anyone, I challenge anyone to look through their day and tell me there's not 15 minutes to sit down with the most important person in the whole world.
Yeah. And Deacon Steve, this is one of the gifts that God's given us in Lord, Teach Me to Pray, is that it helps us to develop the habit of prayer. And, you know, this is really God's desire, I believe. I don't really talk about the experience that I had that really prompted this. But this is what the Holy Father is talking about. To have an experience of Jesus is where we're transformed. But we need to have a vehicle, an instrument to help us begin this. And that's what Lord Teach Me to Pray is. And it's the work of the new evangelization. You know, people listening today, we've heard this, the new evangelization, come and experience Jesus. Well, this is what Ignatian prayer opens us up to. It's exciting. It's thrilling. So everybody listening out there who has a heart for God can become an evangelist very easily. You know, we train them, we give them material. They go out two by two, just like the first disciples, and they can facilitate a small group for men, a small group for women. Giving this opportunity to come to really know and love Jesus intimately.
Now, this structure, Steve, really does help with the very thing you're asking about. You know, how do we get into this discipline? Well, it's not that we just people go home and have to pray 15 minutes a day. There's a weekly meeting, and in that meeting, the major portion of that meeting, that session, is for each person has the opportunity to share. We call it faith sharing, to share, okay, what happened in my prayer this week? What actually happened in my prayer? Nobody can respond. There's no crosstalk or anything like that, but the Spirit really moves. So as we pray each day, and this is what our facilitators will tell us. I facilitate as well. Carol, John, we all do, because we continue to pray. But it really gives us that added incentive when we're like, oh, I don't know if I want to, maybe I want to read the newspaper, or maybe I want to go empty the dishwasher, or I want to do this or that. No, I want to pray. And knowing that I'm going to be coming to that meeting once a week, and I'm going to have an opportunity not just to share what happened in my prayer, but to hear what happened in everyone else's prayer. It's a pretty amazing experience. So this is really, when Carol says developing a habit of prayer, this is really how that happens. You know, we have this structure.
My brothers and sisters, we have been called to be missionary disciples, not just a disciple. The disciple is someone who follows someone else. We can be followers of Christ, and that's great. But we're called to be a lot more than that. In fact, Pope John Paul II said that our supreme duty was to be an evangelist, to be part of this new evangelization. And what's the difference between new evangelization and the old is that we share our faith with whoever God puts in our path. parishioners, those at work, those at school, those people we bump into on a bus, on a train, on an airplane, wherever it might be, in a supermarket. We find a way of sharing our faith as God, as the Holy Spirit leads us. But it's so important to get structure. One of the things that I often think about, and especially with the younger generation, young adults, but with many people, they are so disciplined as it relates to exercise. And I say, bravo, that's fantastic. I need to be more disciplined there. But they understand to go work out and to run or to go to the gym or whatever is being really critical, that they have to be disciplined. They have to do it so many times a week. But how many people put the same discipline as it relates to spiritual? You have to build your spiritual muscle. You have to truly be disciplined to become a disciple. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you're asking us, right, to be true disciples. You've got it. And this is really, it becomes more than just me and Jesus. You're right. And most of us are actually attracted to Lord Teach Me to Pray. We're drawn to it. We're drawn to prayer because we want this relationship with the Lord. You know, we want to have this deep, intimate relationship with the Lord, ultimately with the Trinity God. This is where this prayer journey takes us. But we know that, and this will happen to us as well, that once this begins to happen, what do we want to do? We want to share this. We want to share this with others. There's many saints who had those moments. Catherine of Siena, I can think of, where for a couple of years she had this, it was just her and Jesus in this deep, deep relationship. And after 2 years, he sort of kicked her out of her little cell underneath her father's stairwell, you know, and out into the world and to be the evangelist, to bring people to Christ. And so you're right. It's more than just following. We become the disciples first. We're learning. We're following. But then we're sent out as apostles. And this is exactly what this prayer series offers. The average faithful, the average person has, it's so easy, and it's an opportunity for them to do a great evangelizing work by simply inviting people into this group with the permission of their pastor, and then to let the Lord watch and see how the Lord works in each person's life. You know, the director of Lord Teach Me to Pray, the director of the soul, the supreme director of the soul, as Archbishop Martinez said, is the Holy Spirit. And so that Holy Spirit that dwells within each of us who are baptized propels us, not only brings us into this holiness and this sanctification, but propels us outward. And Lord Teach Me to Pray does this. You can imagine to think we have an opportunity. The laity have a great opportunity here to be part of the new evangelization.
My brothers and sisters, it's so important to understand that all of us have this burning desire to get closer to God, to get closer to Jesus. All of us say things like, I want to learn how to pray. I want to pray more. Well, this program, Lord Teach Me to Pray, teaches us how to do this. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're on Empowered by the Spirit. We'll be right back.
The passing of a loved one is a difficult and often sorrowful step in life's journey. The helpful and supportive staff at the Cathedral Memorial Garden Cemetery, located on the 34-acre iconic Christ Cathedral campus in the center of Orange County, are here to assist you and your family through this transition. The more than 1 acre Cathedral Memorial Gardens is unique in Orange County, offering a central location, serene garden-like grounds, majestic fountains, and a dramatic statuary, all set within the soaring architectural gem of the Christ Cathedral campus. Cathedral Memorial Gardens now has beautiful glass front niches. Single, companion, and family four spaces are now available with interior LED lighting with decorative trim that will display your loved one's urn with dignity forever. For more information, please visit memorialgardens.christcathedralcalifornia.org or contact 714-489-6102, 714-489-6102.
This is Deacon Steve Greco. We are back on Empowered by the Spirit talking about an incredibly exciting program called Lord Teach Me to Pray. We're with one of the co-founders, Carol Weidler, and also she founded it with her husband, John, and Father Marty Gleason, who is a Dominican friar, who is a spiritual advisor. This program, Lord Teach Me to Pray, we strongly endorse it. Ignatian Spirituality, it has been approved by the Publishing Office of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. The approval process included a complete review of the program text by the Bishop's Subcommittee on the Catechism to ensure its consistency with the teachings of the Magisterium of the Catholic Church. You know, we really struggle, most of us, with prayer. Most of us want to have greater prayer, more impactful prayer, or what we call fervent prayer, to take the time to pray. But so many people say, I just don't have the time, or I don't know how to pray. The reality is, what we do during 24 hours of our life each day is, for the most part, what we feel is the most important thing for us to do. But what is more important than pray? If you take a look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we are told to pray without ceasing. And this is pray always without ceasing. And this is in verse 17, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And in all circumstances, give thanks, which is a form of prayer and praise. For this is the will for you in Christ Jesus. In verse 18, prayer is like breathing. It is a foundation. And yet we struggle in knowing how to do it. Now, there is an upcoming retreat that is in Antioch, and I know there are probably others across the country, I believe in 15 different locations, or that you have either held them or will hold them. Tell us about the program, for example, on August 18th in Antioch and what that's all about.
Okay, Deacon Steve, that is going to be on August 18th. That's a Saturday, and this is at Holy Rosary Catholic Church. And there's no charge for the retreat. We call it a training retreat because it's both a retreat experience, because we begin with Mass that day at 8 a.m. And then we'll also, during that day, show them how to use the simple manual to facilitate part one of Lord Teach Me to Pray, which is called Praying Christian Virtues, just where St. Ignatius would have us start. It's a packed day. It's a beautiful day because God has, it's so special because God's blessed us with a Catholic priest, a spiritual advisor who travels with John and myself. So we're able to have Mass and have prayer. It'll be a wonderful time together to get to know each other. We'll actually be doing what Father was talking about. We're going to do a little called faith sharing. And you know what's so exciting about faith sharing, Deacon Steve, is that, you know, no two people are the same. Nobody can know God like you know God, Deacon Steve. Nobody. Or like Father knows God or I know God. But you know what? In these faith-sharing groups, as we listen, only listen in a very confidential experience, and we listen to another share their experience of God, you know what happens? We come right into that experience. And so our experience of God is greater. It's beautiful. It's just amazing that we can all pray with the same scriptures, but we will not have the same experience. It can be, in the beginning, kind of a struggle, you know, because we wonder, well, I didn't get that. Of course not, because you're unique. You're going to get what God wants you to have that day. Have you ever heard that before?
Yeah, no question. And it's so important for people to understand that, as it says in 1 Corinthians 13, there's one Spirit, many gifts, and we are all united in that Holy Spirit. But the bottom line is that don't compare yourself, my brothers and sisters, with one another and saying, well, that person has that gift and I don't, so they must be holy and I'm not. No, everyone has certain things, certain gifts to build up the body of Christ. But we have to learn to get it out of us. One of my favorite stories is I give many talks on the Holy Spirit, and I was giving a talk at Anaheim Convention Center, and I'd given a talk, and then I also prayed over children for the release, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, ages 5 to 12 on this Saturday of the weekend. And on Sunday, I'm going to give another talk, and a mother and a little girl come running up to me, and the mother's kind of real waving her hand and stopping me as I'm walking to give the talk. And the little girl is there, and the little girl
looks up at me, and the mother says, "Well, you laid hands on my daughter yesterday, and she's so excited, but she has a question to ask you." And the question she asked was, "Did I receive the Holy Spirit at baptism?" So, oh, wow, awesome. She's probably seven, you know, 7 or 8. And I said, "That's awesome." And then she looked at me, and she asked me one of the most profound questions that I've ever been asked in over 40 years of ministry. And this question is really answered by this program, Lord, Teach Me to Pray, and about that personal encounter with Christ. She looked at me and she said, "Well, if I received the Holy Spirit at baptism, why is he hiding? Why is he hiding?" The question is the Holy Spirit hiding in your life? Well, for most of us, if we're not on fire with the Lord, if we don't have that personal relationship, that encounter, if we're not knowing how to pray, how to communicate, then the Holy Spirit is kind of buried within us. And this program, Father, really helps us just live out our baptism, live out and let the Holy Spirit really anoint us.
No, that's really true. And, you know, the interesting thing about this is a very unique way for Ignatian prayer to roll out, you might say. And yet, the basic principle goes all the way back to Ignatius, and that is the reality, the truth of the Holy Spirit as the one who is the supreme director of our souls. And so the thing that has allowed Lord Teach Me to Pray to continue, we just basically train people and send them out two by two and just say, go for it. There's no cost, no charge, no anything. And they just go. And because what happens is we tell our facilitators, you just follow the script, and then we sort of stay back. You know, like John the Baptist, as the Lord comes into each person's life, there is the Spirit moves us through the living Word of God to the Lord Jesus. What begins to happen here is that we then, as facilitators, we back away. Okay, we leave room for the Spirit. So a lot of times the reason the Spirit seems to be hiding is because we get in the way. This is the thing. We get in the way. So we train our facilitators, and they love it because it makes it very easy. We do our job. We invite people in, but then we back up, back away, and we protect the space so the Holy Spirit can really work without us human beings getting in there and sort of messing things up. We let the Holy Spirit and the Lord have each person.
So I'm thinking, Deacon Steve, of the people who are listening now. And I want to invite everyone who wants this experience, who really wants to know and love Jesus, to come. There is no prerequisite. All laity, just by the grace of our baptism, are called to really become missionaries, to enter in and be evangelists. And everything will give them everything. They have the Holy Spirit. They're anointed. They're ready to go. And they just wonder, now, how can I do this without standing on a street corner with a bullhorn and preaching? Well, this is a very kind of unassuming, a very private way inviting people to prayer. And my husband's great. He'll just invite guys at the baseball field. "You like to pray?" "Oh, yeah, sure, I pray." "Well, come on, we're going to pray together. Come and see if you'd like this." So we want everyone, please come and know and love Jesus. So it's at Holy Rosary Catholic Church in Antioch. That's 1313 A Street. It's August 18th, begins with 8 a.m. Mass. And we have to ask everybody to bring their own lunch and drinks and snacks because there's no kitchen.
Right, how we keep it free.
And we'll be finished by 4 o'clock. So you can go to LordTeachMeToPray.com. And then click on Training Retreats and scroll down to California, to Antioch.
And Deacon Steve, I wanted to mention here, too, if there's any pastors listening, this is not a program that has a license that starts. This is really free. When we train people, we give them everything they need. We do show them a way that they're going to have to make some copies and they're going to have to buy little binders. And we show them how to just get reimbursed from the people in the group. But there is really no charge for the program itself. Our whole thing is we want people to pray. And this started from the very beginning. We're not an organization. I mean, this has been going for 17 years, and we have no employees. We work out of Carol's garage, and I work out of my room, and we're all about just training people, give them these manuals, go out like the seven, like Jesus sent out the 70 two by two, and just keep going out and out and out and spread this. Every person deserves and has the right to know that they have this Father in heaven who loves them, and that there's a way that we can actually come to know the Lord.
And it's so exciting, my brothers and sisters, to grow in our faith, to learn really how to pray fervently, to establish that relationship with Jesus Christ. Is there a phone number that people can call the register or get more information?
Yes. Deacon Steve, they can call 504-439-5933. And I'll be the one who will answer the phone, so if they have any questions. But I really want to reach out to those today who've been away from the church, who think, well, God, how do I approach God? Please come. Please. He loves you. He loves you passionately. He wants to pull you really close. This is God's desire. You know, this is what St. Ignatius showed the church. This is what God used St. Ignatius to do, to show the church that God wants to be known and loved by all people. You know, that wasn't the experience for the laity in the early 16th century. You know, he was born in 1491, and it was extraordinary. He was a layman when he had his experience. And here God calls him so close that he's now today canonized saint. And he gave him the journey back to God for all of us to enjoy, to participate in, to join in. And he was a lay person.
It's so important to understand that God has called us all for transformation. We've run to the end here of our program, and I want to thank both of you for the great information and for saying yes to Jesus on Lord Teach Me to Pray. So thank you, Carol, and thank you, Father Marty. And before we close, Father, would you mind closing us in prayer?
Sure, Deacon Steve. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O holy, gracious, and merciful God, we give you thanks and praise for this opportunity today to spread the knowledge and love of you through to all the listening audience here. We ask you, Lord, now to place on the hearts of each one out there listening to come. Just come, even if they're just interested in finding out more about this, Lord, put it on their heart to come. I ask great blessings upon the Catholic radio program in Orange County, right there in the Tower of Hope, this beautiful evangelizing outreach ministry, making Jesus known and loved. I ask for great blessings upon this ministry. And so, Lord, please come now with great power and with your Spirit. We ask for a powerful blessing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you so much.
And
God bless you all, and we'll be with you next week at the same time. God bless you all.
Thank you, Deacon.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Relevant Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio. Private Catholic schools offer a faith-centered and nurturing environment in an increasingly secular and strained world. Catholic schools provide a safe and secure education environment with faith and family at its core. Our students are instilled with profound faith, deep humility, and inspiring integrity that they will carry with them. Learn more. Visit OCCatholicSchoolsWeek.com.
This is John Romero, music director at Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, California. We are 1 year away from the dedication of our beautiful cathedral, and we have some spectacular concerts available to you. Check them all out at ChristCathedralMusic.org or on our Facebook page, Christ Cathedral Music. We'd love to see you here.
Christ Cathedral Concerts, great music in a sacred place. For tickets, visit ChristCathedralMusic.org.
Hi, I'm Chris Mueller.
And I'm Timory Millington.
Hey, on Trending, we discuss today's most relevant topics from sex to social media.
That can feel discouraging sometimes, but here on Trending, we try to help equip you to know what's going on in the world and bring our faith into the conversation.
Hey, so listen Sundays on Relevant Radio, or you can find episodes of Trending with Chris and Timory podcast on iTunes or the iHeartRadio app.